KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have clear skies and 36 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 65. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In state news, no formal charges have been filed yet against the man suspected of fatally shooting two police officers in Iowa in separate ambush attacks, but the man remains hospitalized. Police say 46-year-old Scott Michael Green turned himself into authorities on Wednesday, just hours after the killings in Des Moines. Des Moines Police Sergeant Paul Parizic says Green remained hospitalized this morning for treatment of an existing medical condition. He said that Green has yet to be formally charged. Parizic says police will provide an update on the case later this morning. Green is suspected in the early morning Wednesday shootings of 38-year-old Des Moines Police Sergeant Anthony Bimino and 24-year-old Urbandale Police Officer Justin Martin. In local news, Atlantic City Administrator John Lund reported to the City Council Wednesday night the Iowa Department of Revenue has informed him of the property tax rollback figures, which he says will positively affect the city's future budget.
And the rollback went up by 1.2%, which will be good for the general fund, debt service, and employee benefits fund.
The bad news is that means an increase eventually in the local residential property taxes of 1.2%, assuming the tax levy stays the same. The change also means commercial property taxes will be coming down. Mayor Dave Jones says, like it or not, it's going to even out somewhere down the road. They don't cut taxes, they just shift the tax burden. The mayor also reminded citizens of Atlantic that political signs cannot be placed in the city right away, which essentially means that they cannot be in the area between the sidewalk and the street. The same goes for those help wanted ads that some have placed around the city. Jones says also that he's getting a little bit mad about the illegal parking matter.
People park in handicapped parking without handicap stickers. You know, Walmart, anywhere you want. If you're not handicapped, walk another 2 feet, get a fine parking plate. Either come on a car, come upon a car, get a handicap parking, and they don't have a sticker, call the police department. They'll come by and talk to them. They might even give them a little thank you note with a little sign signature on the bottom.
Jones also was not too pleased with the resurgence of speeding along 22nd Street in Atlantic.
I have to remind you guys every 3 or 4 months, slow down on 22nd Street. We're getting a lot of trucks coming down there, I guess. You know the bikes do it. It's just when they catch you, it's a ticket. So slow down. Get back to common sense.
The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of a Red Oak woman Wednesday afternoon on a shoplifting charge. The arrest was made at around 3 p.m. after officers were called to the Family Dollar store on North Broadway Street for a report of a female that had taken items without paying. Officers arrested 38-year-old Joni Lynn Moan of Red Oak after she admitted taking a smartphone lens replacement repair kit that was valued at $5. The theft deterrent alarm sounded, alerting store employees to the theft. Moan was brought to Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $300 cash bond for theft in the fifth degree. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday one person was arrested following an investigation into an incident at a bar in Avoca. Authorities said 40-year-old Charles Raymond Byrd of Hancock was arrested at around 3:30 a.m. Wednesday after a Pott County deputy located him walking down an alley near his home. Byrd allegedly harassed customers at the bar. He left the scene only to return a short time later, and after leaving for a second time was driven home to Hancock by a resident in Avoca. Byrd was charged with disorderly conduct and public intoxication. Authorities say at the Pott County Jail, Byrd was too intoxicated to be booked in. He was transported by medics to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs and held prior to being returned to the jail. Well, the Iowa Governor's STEM, that's Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics Advisory Council, has awarded 10 new STEM Best, or Business Engaging Students and Teachers partners across Iowa. STEM Best partners transform the typical K through 12 classroom environments and methods to unite the workplace with the classroom and develop clear pathways from STEM education to STEM careers in the state. Since 2014, the STEM Council has established 8 STEM Best partners that currently serve as examples of the school business partnerships. The STEM Council's executive committee voted unanimously Monday to award and support 10 of the 14 proposed partnerships that bring to the table a total cost share commitment of more than $566,000 and more than 60 businesses and community partners. Nearly $250,000 in STEM Council investment is made possible through a combination of state and private funds and is divided equally among the 10 awardees to purchase equipment and provide teacher training. Among the newest STEM partnerships is the IKM Manning Schools. Each selected program submitted an in-depth proposal considering factors like education driven by industry need, rigorous, relevant, and dynamic STEM curriculum, and authentic partnerships. The Iowa Insurance Division announced Wednesday that it will host an Iowa Fraud Fighters Lunch and Learn public education program on November 17th at the Supertel Inn and Conference Center in Creston. The program will educate and empower Iowans to combat and report investment and insurance fraud. The Lunch and Learn series is a new initiative of the Iowa Insurance Division's statewide Iowa Fraud Fighters Shield Your Savings public education program. Iowa Insurance Commissioner Nick Gerhardt says over the last 3 years, they've held 18 Iowa Fraud Fighters forums throughout the state. He says the Lunch and Learn series brings our important fraud prevention message to more Iowa communities. According to Gerhardt, con artists are targeting Americans 60 and older, swindling more than 7 million Americans out of almost $3 billion each year. Unfortunately, he says, many smart Iowans have fallen victim to these very slick and sophisticated investment scammers, and some have lost their entire life savings. Gerhardt says their goal in holding the Creston Lunch and Learn program is to educate Iowans on common scams and arm them with tools and tips to prevent and report fraud. Craig Getch, the IID Director of Investment Education and Community Outreach, says, as well, he's a Creston program presenter and panelist. Whenever there's a possibility to make changes, he says, such as open enrollment for both Medicare and the ACA plans, it's prime time for scammers to call and misrepresent themselves as a government agency, ask for personal information or account numbers, and to try to steal your identity. Getch says that Medicare will never call you and ask for your personal information, such as your Medicare number, which is most likely your Social Security number. Registration for the Lunch and Learn begins at 11:30, and lunch is served at noon, and the program concludes at 1:30. Again, that's on November 17th in Creston. Informational booths staffed by the Iowa Insurance Division and Iowa Attorney General's Office will be open prior to the lunch for attendees to pick up important materials on how to prevent and report fraud, as well as Medicare-related materials from the Senior Health Insurance Information Program, or SHIP, which is part of the Iowa Insurance Division. If you'd like to reserve your complimentary Lunch and Learn program seats, you can call toll-free 1-866-559-7114 or fill out the online form. There is a link to that under this same story under the news page at KJAN.com. You need to do so by November 10th. The free event is limited to the first 100 respondents and is partly funded by fines and settlements collected from scammers. Caretakers of senior parents and grandparents are especially encouraged to attend the forum and learn more. Iowans who are 65 and older are in the midst of reviewing their Medicare plans during what's called the open enrollment period. And a spokesman for the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services says it's time when scammers might try to take advantage of them.
People are making changes to Medicare. We're seeing a lot more commercials. Beneficiaries are getting a lot more things in the mail regarding Medicare. And it's important to kind of make distinctions about what those things are.
That's Alyssa Balch, who says there are some key pieces of information you need to find.
It's important for them to look for the letters that came from the insurance company they have this year that will let them know any changes that are going to occur with that plan for the following calendar year. And then look for the letters that come from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which is the federal agency that administers the program, because that's also going to talk about any changes with extra help that they are receiving in 2016.
And Balch says to be careful about giving out your personal information.
They want to protect that Medicare number just like they would protect their Social Security number or protect their credit card numbers. You should only be giving it to your providers that you're getting services with.
And as I mentioned a moment ago, Balch says there are people who will try to take advantage of you and get your information.
People should not be calling you and asking for your Medicare number, and certainly not allowing anyone to pay you for your Medicare number.
You can go to the website www.medicare.gov if you have any questions. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 35 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.